With YPR News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. President Donald Trump and a dozen Democratic lawmakers agreed yesterday to work together on a $2 trillion infrastructure package, but they put off for later the difficult questions of how to pay for it. Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester, during a media conference call on Tuesday, said the hitch to infrastructure is how you pay for it.
We've needed an infrastructure bill. We've needed one for 20 years or longer. And for not only highways, broadband, improving our air system, all that stuff, electrical grid, all of that. But the truth is, it has to be paid for. I mean, our economy is living off of infrastructure investments and education investments from a generation ago. It's time for this generation to step up.
Republican Senator Steve Daines says infrastructure shouldn't be a highly politicized debate and that the infrastructure system needs to be fixed, including the national park maintenance backlog. Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte says an infrastructure deal shouldn't break the bank, should cut red tape from the permitting process, and should empower state and local officials. He wants to see a bipartisan plan that addresses a range of needs, from rebuilding roads and bridges to bringing more reliable broadband to rural communities. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said yesterday's meeting between the president and Democrats was, quote, excellent and productive, unquote. Democratic leadership and the White House say infrastructure funding will be discussed when the two sides meet again in 3 weeks. You're listening to Yellowstone Public Radio News.